Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's good, everybody? This is Grown Man Gaming. We're here live. Sorry, bro, we're having a little technical issues with the Skype, but we're doing the best we can. We're good, Taylor.
Please bear with us while we're dealing with the technical difficulties. If you do want to call, however, the guest call-in number is 646-478-3599. I can go ahead and take some caller now while we try to get our co-host back into the game. like the embarrassment. First show out of the gate. We 10 minutes late. Technical difficulties. But we just made it. So if y'all still here, appreciate y'all waiting on us. It's me, Chase Money, your host. Aaron, a.k.a. my Backhurst co-host. And our guest host for the day is Patty Mack. Go ahead and say what's up to the people.
What's up, people?
How's Yo, what doing? Up, guys? Apologize.
What's y'all?
Yo.
Aaron, you guys, speak up. Speak up.
Yo, what's good? Yo, it's Bad C, man.
What's happening, Bad C?
What's good? Yo, nah, I was just checking on y'all, calling in, making sure everything was back up and running. Salute to y'all, Grown Man Gaming, every Thursday night, 7 to 8. Y'all make sure y'all tune in, get your gaming tips, you know, all that good shit, man. Get your controllers, smoke, roll up, get high, and fuck with my dudes, man. Grown Man Gaming is going down, man, 7 to 8 every Thursday. And if you ain't listening to them, you's a sucker. And I'm out, man. Put me on mute. I'm listening, man.
Hell yeah.
Alright, so our topics, basically, before we even hop into that, the way we're going to do this show is we just going to kick this off with news, tips, all the shit that y'all might miss throughout the week. We're going to try to have ready for y'all for the show. And the first thing that we was talking about earlier that we got to definitely touch on for all you gaming dudes out there, you know what I'm saying, grown men, kids, women, anybody you play games, man, this will probably be your show. Now, I don't know if y'all heard, but we got this situation with the new consoles coming out. PlayStation 4 and Xbox are supposed to drop, quote fingers, end of this year. Now, word on the street is they're trying to put together something that will basically take used games off the market. So, what they'll do to do that is they're going to set all your games up and your consoles up with an ID. So, when you go and buy your disc, and you put that disc in your console, it's going to take the ID, and then the ID will be no good for any other console. So you can buy a game, take it to your man's house, but since you already played it at your house, it won't even work. So, I mean, what do y'all think about that? Patty, let's start with you.
Dude, that's messed up. That's completely messed up. It's ridiculous. I mean, nearly every game I buy is secondhand, apart from a couple of titles, you know, real huge titles throughout the year. I mean, I'm not going to pay out. Well, I'm in Ireland, so I'm not going to pay out £45 every time a game comes out if I'm not that into it. But if I want to check it out, I'll buy it secondhand, pre-owned, a couple of weeks later. I don't want to be...
Right.
I mean, that completely destroys that market. And, I mean, GameStop's going to go out of business because their big business is pre-owned stuff. You know, stuff that's been traded in. In the UK, Game is going to go out of business. You know, it's going to be... And gamers in the UK have already had huge difficulties. Last year, they almost went out of business. They went into administration. They had to be saved. They're teetering on the edge. These people are going to go, you know? It's not cool.
You said GameStop in the UK?
Yeah, well, it's not GameStop. It's a separate company called Game. But GameStop actually bought them over because they went into administration. They were like... days from going bust completely, and GameStop swooped in, bought out their debt, and kept a lot of the stores open. But if this shit goes through where you've only got single use discs, it's gonna screw everything up. They're all gonna go out of business again because there's more money in the return of items like trading in than there is in the actual new games being sold.
That's exactly what's going on. And you mentioned £45. So for the people on the air that don't know where you're from, let the people know where you're from, man.
I'm in Ireland. I'm in Northern Ireland specifically, but I'm Ireland.
Northern Ireland, all the way from here to get on Grown Man Gaming, man. Y'all got to make sure y'all come back, man. That's what it is. The gaming market it's used games. Like, I mean, people might think, oh, it's always about new games, but like if people work at GameStop, they'll tell you that they do sell new games, but the majority of the shit is definitely from used games. Because like you said, ain't nobody got no $65 to be spending every month. And then you know sometimes two games drop, and you know like this first quarter, there's like six games coming out. I can't afford all them bitches. That's too much. Aaron, where you at? You in here? I don't know where Aaron is, man. Messing with them dogs or something. But,
probably.
Yeah, man, like, that's insanity. And the thing is, the bigger thing for me was, like, all right, you want to take used games away. Like, I understand what you're trying to do from your side, but like, what world do they live in? Like, these, like Sony, for real, especially Sony, they ain't really got no room to be doing no bullshit after the way they've been handling things with the PlayStation 3.
Absolutely.
The online has not, I can't hear you, Aaron. The online has not been right the whole time.
Yeah,
even plans.
I mean, that console's been out, what, 5 years? It's never been really properly right. 5-6 years, maybe even more. That console has never really lived up to its potential.
And then everybody's wondering why. Like, this past year of gaming is all online. It's about multiplayer. And my thing is, that's what everybody wants to do. And with the PlayStation 3, I mean, that's my console. I mean, I love the PlayStation because it's really, for me, about the controller, and that's where most of my friends play. But the online, though, on Xbox is way better. Now, PlayStation might have exclusives, blah, 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 but most of the people that buy games now, if you spend $65, you want to play the single player, and you want to play online. And the PlayStation ain't really delivered a good online like that in comparison to the Xbox. You know what I'm saying? So when we see...
There's a whole other thing there as well. I mean, a lot of people have both consoles. So you're going to buy a brand new game, say, in November time when Call of Duty comes out. You're going to buy that for £45, $65, $70, whatever it is. But if you've got both consoles, you're going to want that game on both consoles to play with your friends that are exclusive to each console. So, like, are you going to pay out another $70 or $75? You can pay $150 for one game just so you can play with both people? No, you're going to buy one of them pre-owned, or maybe both of them pre-owned. You know?
Right.
Whereas they're taking this completely off the market. And to be honest, if they're going to do this, I don't understand why they're making games at all. Just make them all digital downloads. Then that way you can't transfer them backwards and forwards. It comes down to your gamer tag or your PSN, and that's it. I don't understand why they're actually going to the expense of printing a disc on a box on a gaming manual. Why bother?
This is all speculation. Cause somebody's going, you know, might call in or send me a message talking about, oh, you just bullshitting. Nothing's been confirmed. This is what we've been reading. There's articles all over the internet about this stuff. So there's nothing set in stone. They have not denied or, they have not confirmed or denied the rumor. So when that usually happens, it leads me to believe that they're really on the side of it being more true than it is. So,
But, I mean, if it was completely 100% false and not legit, they would come straight out and say, no, this is completely unfounded. This is not happening. But when they refuse to comment, it's like, you know, when you're in high school, did you fuck that bitch at the weekend? I ain't saying nothing about that. I'm not saying nothing about that. You know, I mean, you did.
Yep.
You know?
And
if
exactly.
You didn't do it,
that's
here
exactly
tried.
What it is. I mean, yeah. And the thing is, it's what, February? These consoles are supposed to be dropping before Christmas of this year. That's kind of close. Like, that's soon. When it comes to consoles, like games, all right, that's for when it comes to consoles, after it's been a 5 year span of not having anything really new, they can't really do that. I mean, if it's not true, they need to say something like today, because people are already turning the cheek. And I'm seeing that Xbox might be doing the same thing, but I highly doubt that. And the digital downloads will be better.
Yeah, well,
doing that, like you said.
Yeah, it makes more sense. If they're doing this in order to... I mean, the article I read said that, you know, if you buy a pre-owned game, but whenever you bought it new, you got a code with it for some DLC that you could get right at the start, like the likes of Far Cry 3, when it came out just before Christmas, it had codes with it for extra missions and content and stuff like that. If you buy that game pre-owned, somebody else has already used that code, so you can't use it. But you can buy the code separately in the game. And that's one of the things that they did to try and, you know, help people who buy secondhand games. So they're talking about how, you know, they've done this, you know, they've brought out these single-use codes, and now they're just going to take that next step to having single-use discs. But why bother at all? If they're trying to save money or make money that way, why spend out money making a disc, printing a disc, printing a box? I mean, they could save themselves billions just by making them digital instead. It seems a crazy, crazy thing to do. A really, really stupid step forward, or a step backwards, really, in my opinion. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see whether it's true or not.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It's definitely a step backwards, seeing as how, in addition to that, there's no backwards compatibility. So that's just another thing. It's like, what are y'all doing? And as far as the code, like the code you were saying, like the DLC code.
Yeah, yeah.
No, man. I swear to God, I think EA started that shit, and it all happened. I was so mad because I was trying to save money. And the real reason I'm upset about this little situation is because I got game flat. Like, it's only costing me, you know what I'm saying, a couple dollars to basically rent the games for as long as I want.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't, like, I have to get rid of my game flat if they do this. Like, what am I supposed to do? And then what EA was doing, like, these little bitches, like, I see what they did. So I would get the games. Like, for one, I got Twisted Metal. I got that almost a year ago. Like, that right there, that's a $65 game. That's a game I wanted to play, but I wasn't dropping $65 on that because I already knew what it was going to be. Yeah. So I get it on GameFly. I wanted to play campaign, single player, whatever you want to call it, and multiplayer, right? Pop the multiplayer in, like, yeah, we about to go. Next thing you know, online passcode needed. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
EA really started to, like, Madden. I got the Madden online pass. Call of Duty DLC online pass. It's like, yeah, you're right. They did try to move in a direction to try to get some of their money back because they make money from used games.
Yeah.
None.
What they're trying to do is basically they're making you suck the dick, and then just to add insult to injury, they want to come in your face as well. You know, they're trying to humiliate you as much as possible, take as much off you as you can. But there's something else that none of the articles that I've read on it have actually mentioned. But what about the rental market? Places like, well, Blockbuster, not so much anymore because they're kind of extinct. But, you know, video game rental stores and DVD rental stores and stuff that rent out video games, they can't rent anymore. It's a single-use disc. How can you rent the disc that the first person who takes it, that's it. Nobody else can use that shit.
Yeah, that's the red box. And what we understand is it's not just the online that's going to be affected. Like, people don't understand. You won't be able to play these games anywhere but your own house and your own console. And what if you bought another Xbox? You going to tell me I got to buy two of these bitches and two of the games?
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
come
on. Like, say there's some game that you and your girl want to play, but you don't want to play split screen. She's going to set up in the living room. You're going to be in the bedroom. You know, you have to buy a separate copy. And it's just, it's crazy. Whereas a lot of games, you know, you can install it and it'll work both ways. But it's stupid. It just seems ridiculous. It seems like it's not thought out. And somebody thought it was a good idea, but they didn't think about the consequences of it.
That's exactly. I mean, but see, that's them gaming developers. They rarely think about the consequences of that stuff, and they do stuff like nobody would be happy about the shit they do, but the people sitting at the table in the meeting room when they talk about it.
Yeah, because there's a bottom line that gets bigger and bigger, and that's all they're looking at, and they're thinking, well, if we do this, we get more money. They don't care that people aren't, you know, are getting more and more pissed off each year, getting the same shit shoveled down their throat. And people are getting more and more to the point where they're thinking, well, fuck this. What's the point? And something like this is going to knock out 80% of gamers. They're just going to think, well, fuck it. No way. I can't afford that shit. I'm out.
Exactly. Exactly. And they're not going to be making more money. That's the thing. I mean, I don't see how they would even think. And then most of the gamers are like, you know, grown men, we play games, and a lot of them are kids now. And as far as that goes, that's really affected. Like, yeah, maybe I might be able to really go out, and, you know, maybe I really will spend the $65 I wouldn't have spent otherwise because I really do want to play the game. But these little kids that get the games, you know, the twin brothers or the brother or sister that play the game, like you said, they gonna be stuck. They gonna need two copies. And two consoles. Like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Plus Xbox Live, plus DLC cost.
Yeah. Like, well, just think. I mean, like, how much is a console likely to drop for? It's going to be probably £350, £400, $500. Then you're talking, what is it, $60 for Xbox Live for a year? Then $65 for a game? I mean, you're hitting $700 there before you've actually turned the fucking thing on yet.
And see, you ain't even talk about a extra controller.
Yeah. shit.
Goddamn, a cable for your TV, like the
headset,
the composite or HDMI.
Yeah.
All that shit. Rumble pack, not rumble packs. Battery packs, like all these accessories and shit. Like, I thought they was making enough money off of us by selling us these bullshit accessories.
Yeah.
I mean, now they're gonna turn around with this.
It's mad. And this is another thing, right? I know a lot of people. I mean, I've done it as well. When my Xbox starts to get a bit old, you start hearing it making a few noises, I bring it and trade it in while it's still working. And then I'll take the gift voucher that they give me with the value of it on it. I'll go to a different store, and then I'll get another Xbox, either brand new or fairly new, with the trade-in value. But does that mean then that won't play any game? Like, say somebody has the game, right? Somebody buys a game at the same time that they buy my pre-owned console, the traded-in console. Will that game work on the console that has already played the game but is synced to a different version of the game?
They haven't even said that. They went into all the detail about how it will work as far as how we would be screwed, but they didn't even mention how it would work with two consoles or two games on the same. Like, they didn't even do that.
They'll kill the disc, but will they kill the console to us? Another disc coming into it? I mean, or maybe I'm just getting too far into the conspiracy theories here. I'm going too deep into something that's not even legitimate. It's not even real.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, and you know what you need to do for real? This is where I'm gonna probably get arrested for this shit one day. If some of mine's break, let's say I got this. I had my PlayStation for a while. Let's say this shit's about to break, and I know it's going to break. Let's say it broke already. Fuck it, this shit's broke. What I'll do is I'll go to the store, right? I'll buy a new PlayStation. Then, you know what I mean? They give you the receipt. You fool. Then when you get home, you take the PlayStation, the broke, you put that shit in the new box, take that shit back with the receipt, and get your money.
man, I thought I was evil. If I got a disc that was scratched and it stopped working, I would take it to the rental store, you know, like the Red Box or whatever, you know, and I'd rent out the disc and return the old broken disc and say, this shit doesn't work, and get my rental money back. I thought it was bought that way. The shit dude with a console? Ooh.
Man, I'll do that with anything. A console, a space heater, whatever. My shit break, I'm getting a new one, but I ain't trying to pay no whole lump sum of money like that.
Yeah.
Look like we might actually have a caller in here. Let's see who this is. We got a guest caller. Absolutely not.
No. Rejected.
Rejected, right? See, that's what I need. I need to get the sound effects back in here. But I mean, that's just the first big thing about gaming. Like, so if you getting into gaming late, that type of thing might not even bother you because you haven't really been around. But if you've been around, you see all the little shit they do. Like, the next thing we had up was the way people were getting upset about Grand Theft Auto being pushed back, 6 months?
Six months. It was supposed to drop in March. It's now not coming out to the 19th, either the 17th or the 19th of September. I'll be honest, I cried a little. I died a little inside whenever I saw the announcement, because I'm a huge GTA fan ever since the very first one on the PS1. You know, like, I've been driving that top-down shit for years, man. That was class.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I sat back and I thought about it, and I was like, I read the reasons, and it was, we're not happy with the game. We're not going to release it. We're going to wait until we get it right, until it's good enough to be released, and then we're going to release it. And I was like, shit, these guys have a conscience? What? That's not right.
Yep.
A game with a conscience? That's just sort of wrong.
Yeah, but see, Rockstar, that's how they do it over, man. That's like the most consistent company maybe ever. Like, they put a game out, like, you know the game's going to be good. You know the game's going to be complete. Like, there might be a bug here and there, but they're not going to put out some straight up bullshit. Like, Activision, they'd have put that bullshit out a long time ago, and then they just rely on patches, because you know that's what people like to do. And people looking at it, oh, they said three, they didn't keep the word, but they are telling you that they don't feel it's ready, like it's not presentable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they didn't want to They didn't want to put that shit out.
I mean, let's be honest, like Activision, you mentioned, who do the Call of Duty games, that produce those and publish those every year. I mean, if this was them, they would have released it, and then they would have had a patch on the release weekend. They would have had a patch 3 weeks after release, and then they would have had another patch about 3 weeks after that, and none of them would have done a single thing to change what was broken in the game. Because any of us, I mean, well, you play Call of Duty, I play Call of Duty, everybody plays Call of Duty by the sounds of things. And how many patches get dropped? Every 2 weeks there's a new patch being dropped that does nothing. These games weren't ready. These games were never ready. But
nope.
Yet they're released. They're thrown out. They're thrown out 3 weeks before Christmas or 4 weeks before Christmas because, you know, 6 million copies shift in the first, you know, month. That's a lot of money.
Hell
and that's,
yeah.
That's that bottom line again, you know, whereas some companies, and I mean, I only noticed the other day, I went and I downloaded off the Xbox Live Marketplace. I downloaded like 4 games, and when I went and I looked, I had downloaded Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Grand Theft Auto 4, Bully, and Red Dead Redemption. All 4 of them were Rockstar games, all
yep.
games that were released when they were complete and when they were awesome. These games were fantastic, and they were ready to be released, and that's why they got released. They weren't just pumped out to make the money. It was done right, insofar as any game development and publishing is right, if you know what I mean.
Yep, I mean, and that's exactly what it is, you know. And the thing is, like you said, the patches, I mean, I give it to them. Sometimes, like you get on here, you like, something's different about the game. And it's like, you know what, they had a patch. And you go read, like, we did this. And it's like, all right, some of this shit. But some of that stuff, that shit is going to be broke from the time you open it to the time, just forever. And they're never going to fix it. Ever. Because you can't fix some stuff post-release. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't have that problem with Rockstar games. And you know what? As far as sales go, they pushed it to September. Call of Duty comes out in November.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see if Call of Duty ends up taking a hit, because Grand Theft Auto is released a couple months before it, right around Christmas time, too.
I'm very interested to see what E3 will be like this year, because GTA was supposed to be out before it. Now GTA is not going to be out until 4 months after it, and they'll get the chance to hype it even more then. And I mean, that's around the time the Call of Duty gets hyped, but everybody was already, you know, chomping at the bit, waiting for this game to come out. It was only 6 weeks away. Holy shit, this is going to be awesome. And now it's 6 months away, which has kind of made everybody want it that bit more, because you're expecting it to be that much better.
Yep.
So, I mean, Call of Duty's coming out, and you're sort of, like, how many people do you play with that say, that's it, fuck this, I'm never playing this game again, I'm not buying any more of them, this game is the same shit churned out every year since I started playing them. I started with Call of Duty 2, the game hasn't changed at all, it's the same shit, it just keeps getting worse and worse, if anything, and I'm done with it. So, you know, a huge hole, and these other developers need to start realizing that they can, by not churning out content ridiculously quick, they can take advantage of that.
Well, I mean, and the thing with Call of Duty is they'll do some shit like this. Like, my analogy for Call of Duty, I love Call of Duty, but it's like, come on, guys, like they'll take the best. Decoration, or let's say the best if ever, but the gift is glass, yo.
Yeah.
And it's wrapped up in this nice ass gift wrap, so you don't even know that shit's broke. So you smile at somebody like, here your Christmas gift. You open shit up with the nice ass packaging and all that, and then you realize shit is broke. I can't even really use this. Like, it looks nice. You know what I mean? It's wrapped up nice. They presented it to you nice, but when you actually play it, the main stuff is the problem. Like, They do all these great things every year, but then they still mess up on stuff like connection. The connection gets worse, I feel like, every year.
Oh, easily.
Every year.
Definitely. And I mean,
yeah, and if they just wait.
Yeah.
They wait a couple months, they're never going to do that. But if they did what Rockstar would do and just wait till it's ready, we wouldn't have these problems.
Yeah. But I mean, it's kind of like you're saying, you know, the packaging and all. It's like getting Jessica Alba in bed and then realizing she's got syphilis.
Right.
You know?
I don't know. Motherfuckers might be like, I'm about to take a risk. This one. That's what I do with Call of Duty. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen it? And I watched that shit, and I'm like, I already know the problems will be if you get the game. But people, yeah. they so blindly going to ban these games that they don't even see it, and then they get so disappointed. So
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I do find it hilarious to watch Twitter the day before, the day of, and the day after release. It's fantastic. All these people are all like, my God, this is the greatest day ever. This is what I was born for. This is what my life has been building towards. This is the culmination of my existence. And then when they get the game, holy shit, this is fantastic. Oh my God, look at this. Look at these graphics. Look at this. So smooth. It feels so good. And then the day after, this is the worst shit ever.
Yep.
What is this? What? This is just awful. What? And this is the same person going through this massive spectrum in like 48 hours.
Yep. You know what I like? I like the motherfuckers that take pictures of the game in the toilet, but then you get on Xbox or PlayStation, they still playing the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Your game in the toilet, just act like you don't play it, though. We know what's up.
Yeah. All these dudes with, like, putting up these videos on YouTube of them driving over the game in their truck and stuff like that. And we know you didn't have the game in the box. You just drove over the box. That game hasn't left your Xbox since the day you bought it. You haven't played anything else.
Exactly. And one company that ain't never disappointed me, Rockstar, they do it good. I mean, and they got a lot of games people don't even realize is their game. Even if they don't make it, they still might publish it under their name. You know what I'm saying? Like, The LA Noir, they didn't make that one. That was a good-ass game, too. But they published it under their name.
Yeah. I mean, that was innovative. I mean, that took a lot of work. But it was released when it was ready. And I even think that was pushed back a couple of months as well at one point.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean,
excuse me, but that's how they roll over there.
Yeah.
You know, another company that's good at putting games out when they ain't ready, and there's a trend with this shit, is EA. EA and Activision do the same thing. They're stubborn. They both have great things about each other, but they will never go ahead and borrow that and innovate it to the next level to keep the games going.
Yeah.
Like EA, they'll straight put Madden out. Madden, whatever sports game, and that shit will not be ready. Like at all. And you'll get it and play. You'll play the demo, and the demo will be in better shape than the regular game. Call of Duty's known for that shit too, yo.
Yeah.
Dudes go out to, they went to Germany this time to play, I forgot what the little event was called, and they came, oh, this is the greatest game. This is going to be this and all that. And then when the game come out, people saying that's not the same game they played at that event.
Yeah.
Something wrong and they changed something. And that's just something I keep seeing with all these big companies that also have no real competition. That's another problem.
Exactly. I mean, in terms of first-person shooters, Activision with Infinity Ward and Treyarch, they're the pinnacle. That's where everybody else is trying to get to, and that's why they can put out that shit. In terms of sports games, EA are the ones producing all the big ones, all the big titles. But you've got 2K now trying to get in on top of the basketball games and stuff like that. You've got Rockstar coming in with really good, solid games, but they're not first-person shooters, so they'll not be competing against Activision. You know, they're forging their own path. Whereas really what we need is for Rockstar to just go and grab Homefront 2 and just go with that. Because Homefront 2 is supposed to come out this year, and it's on different lists that it's being announced at different times this year for coming out. And you know, it just needs a proper developer to put a really, really solid game out there that somebody on YouTube will big up, and then suddenly this thing will go massive and explode, and we may actually then get some competition properly.
Yep. And you know what? They sold Homefront for $500,000. Can you believe that shit?
Yeah.
$500,000 for a game. That's it? That shit irks me. But like, you know, like you said, but 2K ain't got no competition because NBA Live has never. Well, it's not coming back out probably for a while, long time. But see, 2K started to do that stuff a little bit last year. They didn't have any competition. They started slacking off. When they had to go up against Lab, they was competing back and forth to see who could be better.
Yeah.
But now when you have nobody around you, I mean, you can literally put out dog shit. And it's like, what are people going to play? I mean, people compare Battlefield to Call of Duty. It's two totally different games.
Yeah, completely.
Call of Duty is an arcade shooter. Battlefield, like, you really got, it's like a real strategic game. You really got to get out. Call of Duty, you gotta run with a gun. See four people with their backs turned. Kill all four of them. Do that shit on Battlefield with four people looking at you. Your ass will get cleaned up.
Yeah.
But
that's how they roll. Look at the server problems that EA had with Battlefield. You know, whenever it first came out, it was awful. Again, because nobody was competing with them. They were just sitting there and they were doing their own thing, and it was awful.
Yeah, I mean, I had Battlefield when they messed up Battlefield when they dropped that beta on. I don't know how it was on Xbox, but on PlayStation, half my friends that played Call of Duty had that shit pre-ordered. When that beta came out, they canceled their pre-order so quick, and that I don't know what happened with Battlefield, and the servers were horrible, dude, like you said. But I don't know if it might have just been a PlayStation thing, because...
The beta on Xbox was awful. It was just absolutely rank. You start running from the spawn, and it takes like 10 minutes to get to where the action is, and suddenly you realize you're stuck under the map and can't get out. And it was fucking ridiculous. And yeah, it was the exact same. I had it pre-ordered, and then the beta came out, and I cancelled the pre-order. And then I thought, no, fuck it. And I went and re-pre-ordered it again. But the game came out, and this is something else that annoys me, being in Europe, being in Ireland. A major release, you guys get it on the Tuesday. We don't get it till Friday.
You know, for real, I didn't know that.
We get it like 4 days later. And like Battlefield 3 came out on the Tuesday, midnight, everybody was uploading these videos. This is fantastic, this is amazing. And then by Wednesday by Tuesday midday, nobody could get online because the servers kept crashing. Nobody could get on. And so I was like, oh shit, I don't even want this game now. This thing's not working, this thing's broken. But why is it canceled if it's broken, if it's not working?
Yeah, you two might be responsible for a good portion of some of the shit that's what's wrong with the games, but I think that might even be a whole separate topic for maybe the next year.
Oh yeah, that needs like a whole subset of episodes just for that.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's a big thing, and it's just we definitely had a hand in doing the stuff that's wrong with these games. I don't get it. I don't know what happened, because I said this before, but like people say back in the day, as far as this situation goes, ain't even that far. Like, let's say five, maybe six years ago, 2007. That's right around I think Call of Duty 4 might have dropped. But like back then and before that, if the games wasn't ready, a lot of the companies would just hold off because there wasn't no patches. Everybody wasn't gaming online. So if the game had like a glitch, that shit was just going to have a glitch. So they would wait. Yeah. But now it's like, all right, we're going to patch this. We're going to patch it.
Yeah.
We're going to ignore this patch. We're going to ignore this whole... We're going to ignore all these people over here, because they don't know that they talk about fuck this one or two people that has a problem with this, and ignore the masses on this problem over here. It's like, what are they doing?
Yeah, no, it's not... I mean... I find it crazy that you get these developers getting so tight with YouTubers and starting to take what they say in their videos, and the next thing you get a patch out dealing with what they've talked about. And 6 million people are pissed off because they can't connect to a damn game for longer than 10 minutes, but some dude's pissed off because he got killed by a shotgun.
Yep. That's my thing.
The shotgun gets dealt with, the 6 million people not able to connect. Nah, fuck you, who cares?
Well, they're going to go whatever's less work for them. Shit.
Yeah, we got your money. We don't care anymore. We got your money.
Yep. And as far as that, like, we've really been speaking about a lot of disappointment so far. So
yeah.
We might as well go on to the next thing. And what is your biggest disappointment as far as gaming goes? Like, what game? It ain't even got last year. Let's say, let's say this generation console. That's PS3, Wii, PS Vita, whatever it is. What's your biggest disappointment?
I'm not gonna lie. It's a kind of it's a 50-50 with me. I was a huge fan of the Resident Evil games from the very, very start. Like, whatever it was, 97, whenever that first came out, Resident Evil 1 on the PlayStation. Whenever Resident Evil 6 was announced and it was coming, I was so hyped. And I bought the special edition and I got me the hoodie. I still wear the hoodie. That's about the best thing I got from that game, the damn hoodie that came with it free. The game was just really, really... It was poor. I mean, the split... They always had really good storylines and campaigns, you know, that were really in-depth and really intense. But they kind of watered them down because they split this one into four. So you had four different characters. And after I finished it with the first dude, I couldn't be bothered going back through the same shit over and over and over again with the other three dudes
right.
just to get the whole experience. I mean, Resident Evil 1, I mean, I was sitting... I was maybe 13 at the time when it came out. I was sitting playing that thing after my parents went to bed, 3 o'clock in the morning, no lights on, shitting myself every time I opened the door in case something was behind it. Resident Evil 2 years later was exactly the same. This one, I finished it in an afternoon and I was like, can't be bothered with the rest of this.
That's Resident Evil 6 right there?
Yeah, Resident Evil 6. Resident Evil 5
was
pretty good.
I was about to get that, yo.
Well, I mean, people asked me about it, you know, in a couple of videos that I did about it afterwards, and I said, listen, go rent it. Rent it for a weekend. If you like it, buy it if you want. If you don't, you haven't lost anything. You've lost $6, whatever. You know, it's not that big a deal. But then again, you're not going to be able to rent it anymore from the way things are going. So you're going to have to buy it.
Yep.
You know, that's definitely what I do is I think, you know, you try something. You rent it. You see if you like it, then go buy it. If not, you know, you haven't lost anything. That's always my advice to people. But
game flat, that shit. Game flat. Like, that did something for me in my life, yo. That game flap, I'm telling you, it took me to a place I don't ever want to leave, yo. Swear to God, I didn't save hundreds, though, on that game flap. What you say?
I'm just saying, it won't take long until it's thousands.
I know. I rented Raccoon City. Holy shit. I was about to buy that game. Woo! Yeah. That shit went back in the mail the same day I opened it up. Swear to God, that game's garbage.
Yeah. You see, that was the thing. I mean, I was hyped for it because I thought, oh, shit, cool. New Resident Evil game. And then the first video I saw was of the beta or whatever, or the demo. And I was like, that's shit. That's real shit. I don't want that.
Yeah, you look at the demo. For me... was my biggest disappointment. It was probably two games, yo. And you know what's good about it? The two games that I was disappointed in didn't cost me $60 because I ended up game flying them, but I really did it because I missed my opportunity to get it because I ain't had $65 at the time.
Yeah.
It was goddamn Twisted Metal. That shit hurt me, man.
Oh.
That hurt me so bad. Oh, man. I don't know what they did. It's like, they keep trying to bring back the classic games, and then when they bring them back, they doodle.
Yeah, they don't bring them back the way that they used to be. And part of it is, you know, 10 years ago, whenever something came out first, it was innovative and it was new, and it was really, really pushing the boundaries of what things could do. Now they bring them out, and they're kind of too much the way they used to be. They didn't do anything new, and you've seen everything already, and nothing improved in it, and you're like, well, that's still just a piece of shit arcade game. That was
right.
Great when I was 6, but, you know, now that I'm 25, that's shit.
I know. I mean, then it's like, they just completely get away from what they started with when they started the whole franchise. Like, that Twisted Metal was just, I don't know what did, but that was whack. And, you know, the weakest thing, the wackest game I might have ever played on this generation was 007. GoldenEye Reloaded on PlayStation 3.
Shit.
I
bought that on the Wii. I bought that on the Wii, and I actually bought a controller, you know, like an N64 style controller to play that game on the Wii. And Jesus, that was bad. That gave me headaches just thinking about it again. I mean, I've never played anything as bad as that.
That's what I'm saying. Did you touch the multiplayer?
No, hell no.
Ooh,
I mean, I was on the Wii. I don't. I mean, Does anybody play multiplayer on the Wii? Like six people in the world playing multiplayer?
Probably like, yeah. And you was one of the six and shit.
Yeah. Sitting in a lobby for 6 days straight waiting on somebody to join.
Keep running to the same dude using the same gun.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, that's another game. See, that's another trend right there. Like they trying to bring back the classics, but they just get completely out of their element, and it's like this is just garbage, man.
Yeah. I mean, there was a 007 game they brought out not last year, the year before, Bloodstone, and it was actually quite good. I mean, it had Daniel Craig's voiceover and his likeness. It had Judi Dench in it. It had, you know, all the actual people from the films in it. But it was a separate story to any of the movies that have ever come. And it was quite good. It was really short, but it was quite good. But then this GoldenEye Reloaded came out, and it was just like, why the fuck did you waste money making that and then force me to waste money buying that?
Right. Because $5 too.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's a James Bond fan. Everybody is. I mean, you gotta love it. I mean, but then, and so you kind of get sucked into the games, and then they're just shit. It's not cool. It's not fair. It's offensive.
I mean, don't call it Gold now. Like, call it, I don't give a damn what you call it, but like, those, the name means a lot. It's not just the actual game. Like, those names really hold weight, and when you do that, man, you could really kill the franchise, man. That's why they sit up here remaking all them Sonic and Mario games, and like, what are they doing?
Yeah. I mean, those things were classics for a reason, because of how much fun they were, how good they were back then. But if you make the same game and you keep it the same, you don't update it enough. I mean, if you're going to take something like Mario from 1987, you need to bring that to 2015 standard for it to be acceptable now. You know, you got to push that so far ahead of what is out at the minute for people to think, well, that's worthwhile getting. Because otherwise, why take something that's still the same but just looks better?
Yep, that's exactly what they did. Same thing with Sonic, Mario, and I didn't understand. See, you know, them games is like that dude that plays in the NBA, NFL, or any other sport just for too long. It's like, man, you was a beast like 10 years ago. Like, you still playing for no reason, though. Like, you might as well just retire. And that's what these developers is doing, man.
Perfect example is David Beckham leaving the LA Galaxy in December. He's now signed for Paris Saint-Germain. The dude was past it whenever he signed for the Galaxy. He should just have stopped. Just live.
Right.
Just go and live in Malibu. Live in Beverly Hills, wherever the hell it was. Just stop. You've got enough money. You don't need to do any more because you're awful.
Yeah, man. Just enjoy your legacy. Like,
exactly.
But, like, little kids don't even be knowing who these people are anymore. Like, Mario and all them, they don't even look. And they get man. Before we get out of here, what is that?
You just broke up real bad on me there.
Then I keep dropping the Lego edition of all the games, man.
Oh, shit.
Lego,
shit,
Batman,
shit.
Star Wars.
Oh, man. I bought, I suppose the first one I bought was the Lego Star Wars. And after 10 minutes, I thought, why did I do this? But then, of course, I went and I bought Indiana Jones. And then I bought the Lego Harry Potter. And the only one that I haven't bought so far has been the Lego Lord of the Rings. It's the only one I have managed to stop myself from buying. But every time I walk past it in the store, I lift it and look at it as if to go, I want to buy you. I know you're awful, but I want to buy you. Why do I want to buy you? And I stand looking at it for 10 minutes.
Lego Harry Potter, though?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was out.
Oh, yeah. I tell you why I did. I had rented Toy Story 3, and me and my girlfriend sat down, and we played it co-op, split screen, and it was the first and only game that I got all of the achievements on. I got the 1,000 out of 1,000 gamer score on, and so then I started looking around for other games that I thought that the two of us could play together, and at the time, Lego Harry Potter had just come out, so I got it, and I thought, right, well, this would be cool, two of us play this together. We didn't even make it through the first level before we turned it off and we brought it back to the shop. It was like, just like, no, here, take that back, please. Please don't give me any money back for it. Just take it, please. Just, I don't want to have it in my possession anymore.
Lucky you, man. I was trying to play Borderlands with my girl was on Tuesday, man. She was getting so, like, she gets more upset at the games than me. she has no idea what she's doing either. Like, I'm looking at the screen, like, dudes, like, spin around the corner talking about, I can't see. I'm, oh my goodness. But you can't even say that.
Oh, like, God, no.
That's your girl's gonna take one, like.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if that was just...
We destroyed it by, like, it was set off.
But no, like, I mean, if that was just a female friend at a party, you could say, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Just stop. Just put the controller down. You suck. But when it's your girlfriend, you can't do that. Because
right,
you're sleeping
on... Hell no. My friend's like, hand me that controller. Let me show you how to do it. I want to learn. Motherfucker,
yeah.
You learn it too slow. Don't stand in the corner.
You can learn by watching.
Yeah, love me. But it's like to our last 4 minutes. So before we leave, you got to tell them about your YouTube channel.
I have two YouTube channels, but one of them is the main one. It's Is There Any Sense? YouTube.com/user. Is There Any Sense? I do a lot of shit, really, on it because I suck at games, so I have to try and be funny. I hope people actually find me funny. It's interesting. I hope to do. Because otherwise, the whole thing is a complete waste of time.
You'll know. They'll tell you. Whatever they feel like telling you on YouTube, the internet, anywhere for that matter.
But,
real world.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I just find this thing fun to do as a hobby. It gives you something to do for 15 minutes to commentate a video and throw it up. So, yeah, it's fun if somebody watches it after you've spent all of 15 minutes doing it, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's how I start. It's pretty much the same. I mean, I'm already playing a game anyway.
Yeah.
Why not put it on the internet, see what people think, or you know, see how much people hate.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying, man, it's just not nice, and then I may end up in people from around and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, the reason that I started was because guys like, I mean, I love the guy, El Presidor. I used to love his videos, but he sucks ass, and then Ken Burton, English dude, sucks even more ass.
Them two are the first dude thing, yep.
And I thought, well, I'm actually better at the game than them, and I'm easily more entertaining than Ken Burton, because that dude's like, you know, eating dry toast, watching paint dry. He's just awful. I can't stand watching his videos anymore. I haven't watched one in about 3 years now because of it. And I just thought, well, if they can do it, why can't I? You know? So, that's it. I started...
They can do it because they started in 2000.
Yeah, there you go. They get in at the start whenever there was no standards. Whenever you didn't need no 100-plus gameplays to get recognition. The only way I could get 100-plus is in combat training. On recruit.
About to say, hey, you play veteran, you gonna get your ass back.
Yeah.
they cheat much.
Oh, yeah. I'd be getting headshotted through the wall.
Look like it's been a lag between our buses. But first show, so yeah, I gotta just be much better. We got some stuff we gotta work out, some technical stuff.
Yeah.
But if y'all made it through, we love you.
Well, yes.
I think we're going to wrap the show up right now. Dude, you know, we got to get him back on the show because he got some excellent insight, though. That's going to be it for tonight.
Yes, sir.
So,
yeah, I'll be happy to come back.
All right.